The military issues press releases all of the time, but this one was certainly unique and still stirs controversy today. We take a look back at my visit with Walter Haught and the message he was asked to share with the world about visitors from another world on this edition of The American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is aiming to donate $1 million to 4-H during the Fall Paper Clover Campaign, and you can help. From now until October 20th, you can purchase a paper clover for a donation of $1 or more at your nearest Tractor Supply or online with a purchase at tractorsupply.com. The Paper Clover fundraiser raises millions of dollars each year to support 4-H youth conferences, camps, and other programs across the nation. Every donation benefits youth within the state where it was collected, so head to your nearest store and donate to your local 4-H today. Use the hashtag #DonateAMillion to show us your clover on social media. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It was the afternoon of July 8, 1947. Walter Haught, public relations officer at Roswell Army Airfield in New Mexico, was ordered to type one of the most unique press releases the military would ever issue.
Colonel called me in one day and he said, "I need to put out a press release. We have in our possession a flying saucer." I think my mouth dropped. "We have in our possession a flying saucer."
4 days earlier, a rancher was checking his herd 75 miles northwest of Roswell when he stumbled upon a debris field of unusual metallic material. He informed the sheriff, who in turn notified the military base. Haught did not see the crash site, and his commanding officer, Colonel Blanchard, would say very little except to issue the press release.
He didn't give me any of the details. I asked him, "Can I see it?" And he said, "No." I said, "Well, can you draw me a sketch of it?" "No." He said, "I've told you everything that you need to know to put out a press release." That was end of story.
That press release soon hit the airwaves across the country.
Late this afternoon, a bulletin from New Mexico suggested that the widely publicized mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved. Army Air Force officers reported that one of the strange discs had been found and inspected sometime last week.
Whether the press release was in error or if the military attempted a cover-up remains a question to be answered today. A new press release was issued the very next day.
The second release, as best I can recall, was put out by General Ramey's office out of Fort Worth. They are the ones that stated we were in error. That was not a flying saucer.
The new press release stated the saucer was merely a weather balloon. But of course, the story didn't die. And our story will continue next time as we travel the countryside. In Roswell, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McRae.